First, tell us why you're in Kansas City, what the activities are here, and I think there's a special spotlight you're trying to put on a certain issue with the EPA.
Absolutely. I'm in Kansas City today to visit Children's Mercy Hospitals and Clinics and highlight May as National Asthma Awareness Month. And I'm really looking forward to talking with Kansas City doctors about the health impacts of air pollution on children and discussing EPA's work to lower harmful pollution in our air.
And as I understand it, this is more than just bureaucratic ease to you. This is personal.
It absolutely is. I am the mother of two boys. My youngest son has suffered with asthma since he was very young. He spent his first Christmas in the hospital in New Jersey with asthma. So I know the cost. I know the emotional heartache of listening to your child trying to breathe and knowing there's nothing you can do about it. But I also know what it means in terms of lost school days, moms and fathers and caretakers who can't work because of that, and what it means to a child as you struggle to make sure they have a normal childhood, even though they suffer from this chronic debilitating disease.
You gave a hint in your first answer, but I think a lot of listeners are going to say, you're talking about asthma, that's a medical condition. Why are you talking with the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency about asthma? Why is this something that the EPA focuses on?
Because asthma is really the sign. One of the things that asthma shows us is that our air isn't clean. One of the main triggers for asthma is pollution in our air. So I know most people are familiar with ozone alert days, days where you're watching the morning weather and the weather man or woman says, hey, you can't. We advise you not to have your kids play outside. If you're elderly, if you have chronic disease, lung disease or heart disease, please don't go out. We're actually at the point in our country where, although we've made progress on air pollution, our still best advice on certain days is to tell people not to go outside and breathe the air. So it's EPA's job to enforce our country's landmark Clean Air Act, and that act has saved millions of lives over the 40 years it's been in place. We still have work to do. We have to reduce levels of smog and fine particles and soot in our air, which trigger asthma, bronchitis, lung disease, heart disease, and premature death.
Well, and you talked about the Clean Air Act. A lot of people, I think, especially here in the Midwest, we think of pollution as New York's problem, L.A.'s problem, perhaps Chicago, big cities. I mean, we've got St. Louis and Kansas City, but we don't think of it as much here. What would you say to those listeners who say, you know, that we're in the Midwest, this is not nearly the pollution center that some of these other cities are?
Well, I'd say yes and no. Here in population centers, there are two main types of pollution that we worry about. One is from our cars. Kansas and the surrounding areas are pretty auto-dependent community. I'm actually commuting in right now, and I think it has one of the highest rates of folks in cars. So there's a lot of smog that comes from our cars or soot that comes from our trucks. EPA is working under the Clean Air Act to make cars cleaner. As you know, cars have gotten more fuel efficient, and they're going to get more fuel efficient. That's all work from EPA. And then we worry about power generation. And just last month, EPA proposed a rule on to finally regulate the toxic emissions and mercury that come from power plants, especially coal-fired power plants. And those power plants are putting tiny particles of soot into the air. If they're not controlled, that's one of the main asthma triggers as well. So although Kansas City is a beautiful area and I have family here, we don't think that people in the Midwest should have any worse air than anywhere else in the country. In fact, what we'd like is for you to enjoy some of the best air in the country.